This is Yovel from Leviticus 25, Iron Sword, October 23rd, 2023. I'm just going to open up in Leviticus 25 about the Sabbath, and then I'm going to give a summary of the year of Yovel and make some comments on it. I'm not going to read the entire passage. You may read them. And I want to thank you for Jonathan Kahn, because this is an abbreviated summary from his chapter 4 of the book of Josiah. Thank you, Father. Leviticus by Kira 25. Adonai spoke to Moshe on Mount Sinai, and he said, "Tell the people of Israel, when you enter the land I'm giving you, the land itself is to observe a Shabbat rest for Adonai. 6 years you will sow your field, 6 years you will prune your grapevines and gather their produce. But in the seventh year is to be a Shabbat of complete rest for the land, a Shabbat for Adonai. You will neither sow your field nor prune your grapevines. You are not to harvest what grows by itself from the seeds left by your previous harvest. And you are not to gather the grapes of your untended vine. It is to be a year of complete rest for the land. But what the land produces, the year of Shabbat, will be food for all of you. You, your servant, your maid, your employee, anyone living near you, your livestock and the wild animals on your land. Everything the land produces may be used for food. You are to count 7 Shabbats of years, 7 times 7 years, that is 49 years. Then on the 10th day of the 7th month, on Yom Kippur, you are to sound a blast on the shofar. You are to sound the shofar all through your land, and you are to consecrate the 50th year, proclaiming freedom throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It will be a Yovel for you. You will return everyone to the land he owns, and everyone is to return to his family. That 50th year will be a Yovel, Jubilee, for you. In that year, you are not to sow, harvest what grows by itself, or gather grapes of untended vines. Because it is a Yovel, it will be holy for you. Whatever the fields produce will be food for all of you. In this year of Yovel, every one of you is to return to the land he owns." And then let's go that to the conclusion of this is, or the part of this is that the year after the Yovel or the Shemitah year, 7 Shemitahs, 49, 50th years Yovel, then the first year, which starts again at the cycle, the Yovel, the 50th year cycle, you are also, there will be provision for you to eat until you sow your fields, even into the third year. So this is an overlap of 3 years of God working his sowing and reaping, his sowing and harvest cycle. I'm just going to give a summary of, it begins with, they start with the blasting of the ram's horn, and it's the year of sounding of the Lord's power, that he does this by his strength, that man's labors do not bring this about. It is by the sovereign will of God. There are times and seasons for everything, and there's a time to rest. And this is a rest to say that it is the Lord that's doing that. So the sort of lap over with that is that from the Yom Kippur War, this is a 50-year jubilee, a cycle to bring the nation of Israel into repentance and under the submission of the righteousness of the Lord himself. And he himself is going to do it by his power. It is a year to return to the land and reconciliation, to return to our families. So there'll be a lot of relationships that are healed and restored by repentance and returning. Return, teshuvah, means to stop going the way you've been going and come back to the ways of the Lord. It's a cessation year from your labors. You rest from your labors. It is the God, Jesus, Yeshua, who labors to will and do. He is the Adonai Sabaoth. In this case, he's the Lord of the armies of heaven. And in these years coming, he is going to show that he is the one that is Lord over the nations, and he is Lord over the battles. And the victory is in the Lord. It's not in the hand of man. It is in the hand of the Lord. For those who are righteous and are following in his ways, it is year of restoration and release of possessions and land. The possessions, they're restored to those who, because it says here in verse 23, the land is not to be sold in perpetuity because the land belongs to me. You are only foreigners and temporary residents with me. Therefore, when you sell your property, you must include the right of redemption. Who owns the land? God Almighty. He gives it to whom he wills, to steward as he wills, redeeming it by paying back the silver, the redemptive price of the blood of Jesus. And he brings it, what? To return to the owner under his jurisdiction, under his order and counsel. It's a year of release and freedom. On the Liberty Bell, It's put Leviticus 25:17. Of course, the Liberty Bell is cracked, but it is about that this land, which was dedicated as to under covenants to God Almighty, is the year is supposed to be freedom and liberty. Okay, freedom and liberty. And I don't think it's 20, Leviticus 25, maybe it's, I think that's right. It's 25, 23, excuse me, not 17. And so that Liberty Bell has been cracked. And really, it signifies that we're not able to do this. Man is not able to bring liberty to the Lord. It is the Lord himself that does this. He is the Lord of the battle. It's a year of freedom. It's the release of the slaves. It is in Jubilee. It's a release of prisoners, and those in bondage are free. So if you're in any of these states, or even intellectually or psychologically think you still are, then you need to come to God, and he'll show you the freedom he has in Christ. He is, and I'll read that in a few minutes. Isaiah. It's the shofar. The sounding of the shofar is the sound of release. And what is lost was restored. People are reconciled. Prisoners are freed and exiled. And the exiles return home. It's a mass nullification. Mass nullification. It's a reversal, a return. The full circle back to the original beginning.